Lunchtime Conversations on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. I'm Joe Bordeaux, and the Northeast Exchange Club is presenting another charity music concert featuring Greg Billings and the Stay Up Lates with special guest the Ocean Road Band, coming up at the end of this month, September 27th. It will be at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 1320 Central Avenue, the big stage out back, plenty of room for everyone. And this concert is a charity concert, and it will benefit three different nonprofits, specifically Quantum Leap Farm, Clearwater for Youth, CYO, Clearwater for Youth, and Family Support Services of Pasco and Pinellas County, along with Radio St. Pete. Our guest in the studio today is Emily Westfall from the aforementioned Quantum Leap Farm, based in Odessa. It is a 501c3 nonprofit. And welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
And let's just start at the top. A very, very interesting nonprofit, a very interesting mission. So talk just a little bit about it, and then we'll take a deeper dive.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm really happy to be here. And we are quite a unique nonprofit located in Odessa, Florida. We use equines, which are horses, for therapy. So our mission is to improve quality of life and inspire personal growth through equine-assisted therapies. And our horses are great partners in that work. So we serve anyone from, we like to say, ages 2 to 92.
Okay.
But probably now, like 2 to 102. So as long as they can interact with a horse, we're willing to have them come out. We help anyone with an emotional, physical, or mental disability. A lot of our populations are special needs children and adults, military service members, veterans, and also pediatric cancer is a big one of ours. So, yeah.
Well, very, very interesting. How did this start?
So we actually started back in 2000. So we are 24 years old, which is really exciting stuff. I've been lucky enough to be a part of the organization for 10 years come February. Well, so that's really cool. Yeah. But our founder is Edie Dopking, and she just saw a real need in the VA community. And so she partnered up with James Haley VA as a referral source. She had a little farm and a dream, and so she brought horses and veterans together, and the rest is history.
Well, I'll tell you, and it's grown pretty dramatically. Nearly $2 million budget,
yes.
Hundreds of individual volunteers. It's really quite a big deal.
It's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, let's break down. I thought it would be helpful to kind of break down various pieces of it in a little bit more detail to help us really understand Quantum Leap Farm and the mission. Let's just take it, you know, kind of right off the financial statement, I guess.
Yeah.
Therapeutic riding. What is that about?
Yeah, so that's our bread and butter. That's where we started, was with therapeutic riding. It's our largest program, and that one covers all of the different populations we see. And so that's horsemanship on horseback. Mm-hmm, so we're taking people and doing adaptive riding with them. So we have therapeutic riding instructors that teach those lessons. They have certifications and licensures in order to do that work. So we're very proud of that.
And that's all ages?
All ages,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do people get referred? And how would someone decide that therapeutic riding would be right for them or for a family member or friend?
Yeah, so the therapeutic riding, like I was saying, is more about horsemanship. So really anyone could do it. We do have a lot of referral sources through doctors and different partnerships that we have. Okay. We have, like I was saying, the pediatric cancer kids. That's through one of our partners, One Voice Foundation. So we've also partnered up with a lot of local other nonprofits that help us with our referral base as well.
And you've partnered, I guess, with local mental health professionals for this EASE program?
Absolutely. So MICM, which is through James A. Haley Hospital as well, that's their mental health intensive case management group. And we've been with them since 2008.
And then there's physical and speech therapy.
Yeah, so that is using It's called hippotherapy, and no, we don't use hippos, but it is using more of that medical-based treatment, so like a clinic setting where you would use a ball or a bike, we use a horse, so that is run by licensed and certified therapists, which we could have an occupational therapist, physical therapist, and or speech-language pathologist.
Okay, and how does speech fit in? I can understand the
physical
therapy.
Yeah, so I think people, when you think about it, we take for granted that we can just speak and it comes to us so effortlessly, but there's a lot of things that we're working on that are able for us to produce speech just from us being able to sit up and having that postural control and all that muscle control and able to speak. So those are things that the speech pathologist is working on the horse so that they have a better time being able to articulate.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You mentioned the military
previously,
so you run five-day retreats, therapeutic retreats.
Yes, so those are our Warrior Mission at Ease military retreats. They are 5 days. We use our EASE program in that, which is that mental health program on the ground work with horses. Mm-hmm. And then we also incorporate other types of therapies like acupuncture and storytelling and yoga and cranial sacral therapy. So those are very, very impactful in a short amount of time. They're very intimate. We always only have 8 participants for those. And they fly in from all over the U.S. So it's not only our local community, but also our national community.
You have a vocational program, skills training, and this is for adolescents and adults with disabilities.
Yes. So that is called our BEST program, and that's basic equine skills training. And that we started that program more recently, and that was just to help with the populations that can't necessarily ride because of their disabilities. So we're just giving them an opportunity to also interact with horses and learn some things about taking care of them.
You have special events, I believe October 27th, something like that, is Family Fun Days.
So our Family Fun Days are huge. They're part of our original program as well. They serve our different populations, and that's just peer-to-peer support for those different populations that we serve. So we like to get them together so they can meet families in like situations and just build their own little community out there at the farm. And it's nice to get away from technology every once in a while.
As we mentioned before, volunteers are a very important part, you know, of this organization. Annual report from last year said you had 384 individual volunteers, which is a lot. And 42 of them come weekly. So it's not only helping with the programs, but maintaining the farm?
I mean, we save upwards of $250,000. I think it's even a little more than that in labor cost alone. So that is, without them, we would really be in a hard place and our budget would be much more. So we couldn't do it without them. I mean, they are the backbone of our organization along with our horses.
Yeah. It looks like you have some volunteer groups, you know, the Tampa Bay Rowdies for one. But to talk about some of your partner groups that provide volunteers.
Yeah, so they're amazing. We have the Rowdies, we have the Lightning, we have the Rays. So they all come out with groups and they build stuff, they clean up stuff, they work with our participants. So it's just a really nice way for them to connect with us and to like learn a little bit more about what our mission's all about. Right. I always say it's just about getting out there.
We're speaking with Emily Westfall of Quantum Leap Farm in Odessa, Equine Assisted Therapies, a nonprofit organization, a beneficiary of the charity concert coming up with the Greg Billings Band at the end of this month at Ferg's Sports Bar. How did you get involved in this? Were you a horse person?
I am a horse person. I've loved horses probably since the day I can remember anything. But I was in college, and my brothers actually were getting volunteer hours for high school. And I was like, I have some extra time on my hands, and I'd love to get out there. And I was blown away. So I did that twice a week after school in college, and they offered me a job, and I said, I can do both at the same time. And then before I knew it, I was hooked.
Well, I think it's interesting, folks moving to the Tampa Bay area, I think, are struck by the number of unique neighborhoods and areas of Tampa Bay. We have our 35 miles of beaches. We have this dynamic downtown St. Pete, but we also have farms, and we have horse country.
Right there.
I mean, we have horses in Seminole.
I know.
You know, 2 or 3 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Was the founder then? Tell me more, a little bit more about the founder. And so what was her story?
Yeah, so she's originally from Kentucky, and mm-hmm. she bought some property in the 90s in Odessa when Odessa was, you know,
Nothing there.
Yeah, now everyone wants to live there. And, you know, she, her background, she is married to someone who has a special needs daughter.
Oh, okay.
And I think, and then she also has her degree in aging studies, so it kind of was just full circle for her. She just saw a need and had the property and the time, and she just went for it. And I mean, I'm so grateful that she did that, because it's really brought a huge community to get together over the last 24 years. And it's really incredible, all the people that have been a part of it and continue to be a part of it.
Let's talk about development, fundraising, how you do it. I know you have events. There's one at Armature Works in Tampa.
Absolutely.
Coming up. But how do you raise funds to support this effort?
Yeah, so our program revenue only accounts for about 5% of our budget. So we are pretty much raising $2 million dollars through our events and grants. So those events are very important. That Colors of Courage luncheon that we're having the middle of this month is very important in that work. And it's just a time for us to get people together. If they can't get to the farm, we bring it to Tampa, and we get to showcase what we do, and they get to hear from our participants. So we have a videographer and everything who comes out, and some participants who are willing to share their story. And it's just some great stuff.
Well, if you would like to help provide scholarships to help veterans, pediatric cancer patients, kids and adults with special needs and their families, and let them find the courage to begin or continue their journey to wellness, Quantum Leap Farm is known as Horsepower for the Soul.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. How can people find out more?
So if they visit our website at quantumleapfarm.org, we have everything they could possibly imagine there. Our menu bar is full of fun stuff on ways to give or how to engage or how to donate. So that's just a great place to look over our different programs and figure out your unique spot in our community.
Well, that is terrific. The website is quantumleapfarm.org. And again, a reminder that Quantum Leap Farm will be a beneficiary of our charity concert being put on by the good folks at the Northeast Exchange Club in St. Petersburg coming up on September the 27th out back at Ferg's Sports Bar. Very large venue, plenty of room for plenty of you. Greg Billings, very popular musician, and the Stay Up Late Band, very popular band. The Ocean Road Band, a terrific group as well. The music will start at 6 o'clock, and the concert will benefit Quantum Leap Farm, Clearwater for Youth, Family Support Services of Pasco and Pinellas, along with Radio St. Pete. Hope you'll come out and enjoy the music. You can purchase VIP tickets or general admission tickets to this special charity event at Ferg's at TicketWeb.com. That's ticketweb.com. Emily Westfall, thank you very much. Did we leave anything out?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Emily Westfall, quantumleapfarm.org. Check out the website, find out more, and we hope to see all of you September 27th at Ferg's for the Northeast Exchange Club's charity concert featuring Greg Billings and the Ocean Road Band.